story. This is getting really... Again, we have... And when I refer now to game theory, and this is 25, at around... What is it? 56 minutes, something. I will save all these episodes because they are worth watching again and again. He's smart, this guy. But then I also had a discussion with some AI entity testing my understanding of what he is saying, and it's just getting more and more mind-blowing. So, just to pretend I'm explaining it to someone here while it's still some rather legible in my mind, as I'm not an economist. We have a government, they need money, right? What do they need money for? Well, you know, they collect taxes and all kinds of things to take care of the country, roads and hospitals and schools and all of those expenses, right? And military and this and that. So where do they get that money from? Well, they have gold reserves. I mean, this is the old days. But they also can and do print money. That they then can put out there, circulating in society, and everything is healthy and fine. However, if you print too much, it's called inflation. Because it will kind of be evident that this is not, it's just paper. And that's the thing. In 1971, the U.S. broke from the backing of gold behind their currency, the dollar, which meant that, in principle, the dollar then became valueless because the value of money originally, and we can try to show this a little in story, comic format here, if I can. I'm just trying now to describe it, and I'm going to try and put it into pictures. Now, you have the president there and his advisors, you know, or something, smart guys and girls. And they have gone to the university and they are very good at mathematics and money and all that. Geniuses. So, well, we can print as much money as we like, but if we do, then there will be this inflation and all these problems. And people will kind of see that it's not worth so much actually anymore. So how to keep its value up? And as my AI guide here said, consultant, that this is probably the most ingenious thing in known history that someone has come up with. They went to the oil countries there in the Middle East, who had a lot of oil, and lots of money. So they went there and they gave them an offer that they couldn't resist, Saudi Arabia. The first one, military protection. They guaranteed, you say, guaranteed the king there, or whatever they're called, security and, you know, well, protection, that they would survive. They promised top modern American weapons, military education, and a promise to protect the country against both external and internal enemies and uproars. That's an important thing, right? Big, powerful country over there. And then the next one, modernization and technology. They promised to send over engineers, experts and technology to help building up the infrastructure of that area. Hospitals, industries, you know, the wonderful, bright, great country over there, overseas, are helping us. And then the third one, a secret and safe harbor for the money. And this is interesting. They got a unique, privileged access to investing their enormous income from the oil in US treasuries. And that was done a bit secretly behind the screen, which gave the royalty in those countries a guaranteed and stable return on their investment, growth on their money. There is some money here. So, yeah, sign that. And you can hear from it immediately. The oil will only be sold in dollars. That was the condition. The only condition. So one was that, only sell oil in dollars. The other one, that reinvest that in US treasuries, in dollars. And everyone wanted and needed oil, and still do. So they need and want dollars. And the rich ones who make all this money by selling these factual, real resources like technology or natural resources like oil, they get paid in dollars, which then they then invest in dollars by loaning them out to the US government. Can you see the beauty of it? I mean, from a financial genius know, some financial people sitting in a room. This could be a discussion going on there. Maybe Maria meets them. Yeah, why not? Maybe Rick knows. Of course, he's a mathematician. He brings her in contact with them, and they can sit in cafes and discuss. So, and then someone else says, the greatest Ponzi scheme ever. Now, what is a Ponzi scheme? So my another one says, you heard about pyramid games, right? Well, it works like this. I need more money. I'm a government. I could print more money. But those money would become less and less worth. Let's see if I can get this right. Yeah, we're still in that infographic or cartoon, whatever, or comics thing. I could print more money, but they will be made out of thin air and everyone can see it. So I'd rather take loans from others all over the world. If you have savings that you want to invest, you can buy our treasury bonds and get an interest, regular growth on that.